Good morning. Cold high pressure continues to build in behind the major East Coast storm that continues to depart off through the Maritimes. A breeze out of the northwest persists this morning, and cold temperatures continue to flow in. Readings are starting out near 10 above in most locations, but with the wind, it feels like it's closer to zero. Clouds began to break up overnight, and we will enjoy mostly sunny skies throughout the day, although with the low sun angle, that will do little to warm us up. Still, readings will climb through the teens and into the middle and upper 20s on average for daytime highs, although there'll still be a chill in the air with that breeze. That same high pressure will dominate tonight, and with clear skies and diminishing winds, temperatures will drop steadily with the deep snowpack. Most locations will go down towards 0 to 5 above, with some places staying closer to 10 above and across some mountain valleys below 0. So this is how we'll start the weekend, dry and cold on Saturday with sunshine. Gradually, clouds will increase from the west as a weak disturbance approaches from the Great Lakes. The clouds will hold temperatures in the middle 20s for daytime highs to start the weekend. Skies will continue to cloud over on Saturday night, and with mostly cloudy skies and that system passing through, we run the risk of snow showers on Sunday as highs reach the lower to mid-30s. Behind that system, back to dry weather on Monday in the upper 30s before another weak disturbance brings us a few snow showers on Tuesday, again in the 30s on Tuesday afternoon. We'll continue a slow climb toward 40 on Wednesday with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, and a more potent front could bring us a good chance of rain and snow on Thursday for Christmas Eve. Right now it looks mild ahead of this system with highs in the 40s, but a sharp cool down on Christmas Day after it passes through. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as the weather quiets down up and down the East Coast, a more active weather pattern will set up across the western half of the country. An upper-level trough swinging through the Great Basin is responsible for snow falling across the northern and central Rockies. Over 6 inches of snow is likely in the higher elevations in the Intermountain West. That trough will reach the southern plains on Saturday and is expected to produce scattered showers and thunderstorms, which will likely track through the south central region into the lower Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, the Pacific Northwest has experienced several rounds of precipitation over the last week, and this pattern will continue over the next couple of days. A new Pacific storm will arrive today with coastal and lower elevation rain and heavy snow in the Cascades and the Olympics. Even though another break in the action arrives on Saturday, yet another storm will slam into the western parts of Washington Saturday night, and in total over the next couple of days, anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of rainfall is possible in parts of western Washington and Oregon. The northern Cascades could accumulate up to 2 feet of snow through Saturday evening. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 10 degrees with a northeast wind at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 13 degrees, the dew point 9, 84% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.28 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 30s, Boston increasing sunshine near 30, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 20 degrees, the low 13, the average temperature 17, that's 11 degrees below normal. 1.73 inches of liquid precipitation yesterday, amounting to 19.7 inches of snow, a new record for the day. 24.2 inches of snow now for the month, which is 17.6 above normal. And 25.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 15.7 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the low 20. The record high 60 in 1921, the record low 9 below 0 in 1919. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, lows between 5 below and 5 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs around 30. Mostly clear tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, lows 0 to 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers on Sunday, lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s on Monday. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers on Tuesday, lower to mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday near 40, and a chance of rain or snow on Thursday, highs in the lower 40s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.